Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Oh, well, we finish a season with the New York Mets where they missed the playoffs. And, you know, offseason comes around. It's going to be a quiet offseason. It's not even Christmas yet. You know, nothing's going to happen. And all hell starts breaking out. Brandon Nimmo gets traded. Then the article of Mike Puma with Francisco Lindor versus Jeff McNeil, part two. And Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto. And let me be clear. Let me be very, very clear here. I don't care about feelings. Feelings don't make a difference to me when it comes to going out there and playing a game. I don't care if you hate playing for the team you're on. I don't care if you just are playing for money. It doesn't make a difference to me whatsoever your approach when you put on the blue and orange or any other team. So when you tell me that there's some issues in the locker room, I don't care. Is it the reason why they lost? Is the reason why they lost because Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil don't get along? Is that why? Is the reason why the Mets lost last year was because Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor didn't see eye to eye on everything? Is that the reason why? No. The reason why the Mets lost and didn't get to the playoffs is because they had no pitching. Is because they had underwhelming offensive players. Because David Stearns messed up in a lot of different areas. Not because Francisco Lindor didn't get along with everybody. I mean, you're talking, this is the dumbest thing to bring up right now. To talk about who is getting along with one another. I don't give a rat's ass. Okay? We just had Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I am thankful that the Mets have Juan Soto. I am thankful for the fact that the Mets have Francisco Lindor. I am thankful for the fact that Steve Cohen is the owner of the New York Mets. I am thankful that I don't care about their feelings and how they feel towards one another. I don't think anybody cares how I feel towards Nick Diodoro, who's on the other side of the glass. I'm sorry. They care about my performance, about what I'm saying to you, my opinion. That's what you care about. What I'm saying, is it resonating with you? Is it hitting home? That's what you care about. They don't care whether or not if Nick and I go out and have some drinks after. It would be 7 in the morning after this shift is over, and maybe that's not smart to go drinking at 7 in the morning, but who cares? Nobody does. So, to have this come out is just a distraction. Is just another distraction for the New York Mets, and that's fine. I'm fine with distractions right now. What else is there to talk about? Framber Valdez? Which we'll get into a little bit later. We could talk about the Brandon Nimmo trade again if you want to. But all of this is nonsense. Pete Alonso, and this is what I love about Pete Alonso. He is a goofball. He is not your average athlete. He's a bit of a non-graceful player. I don't think he cares about being friends with everybody. I don't think he cares about going out with his teammates and, you know, building relationships. I really don't think he cares. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's all I kept on hearing about Juan Soto. Oh, Juan Soto doesn't really want to be a Met. So far, I've heard that Juan Soto doesn't want to be a Met, a Yankee, a National, a Padre. What team did he want to play for? Oh, yeah. The team that rocks the green. Cash money. That's what he wants to be a part of. Money. And if he performs the way he did last year, every single year going forward, who cares who he's friends with on the Mets? Who cares who he's friends with and tight with and goes out and parties with, if he even goes out and parties? I know him and Starling Marte were supposed to be, you know, that's one of the guys who really did keep things kind of tight with Starling Marte. He's the guy that got him to get into those pictures and whatnot after a home run. Okay. So he had a little bit of a captain or a leader or someone, a mentor for him. But again, how many times or how many years and seasons go by and we don't hear about the nonsense behind the scenes? And I guarantee you that not everybody likes each other. That not everybody's on the same page. That not everybody sees eye to eye. And that, yeah, there's a lot of disagreements and fights. But there's a lot of times where you get championship teams that are like that. I was just doing a Rico Bronya with Evan Roberts a few hours ago, and he was talking about how Gary Carter and Daryl Strawberry and Keith Hernandez, they weren't all on the same page. There were some fights. I'm pretty sure they won a World Series in 1986. I'm pretty sure that happened. I'm pretty sure that there have been teammates on the same team that didn't get along and still successful. So if you want to start buying into this, that this team is toxic, that the clubhouse is needs to be cleansed, and then, you know, start trading away people, you want to start trading away Francisco Lindor, you can start all the nonsense you want, go for it. I don't care. The only thing I care about is performance. And let me tell you this much. Brandon Nimmo got traded not because he was toxic, not because he was a little upset that Francisco Lindor wanted to be the captain of this team, not because, he wasn't picked to be Brandon Nimmo to get picked to be a, you know, the top left fielder in New York a few years ago, where there was an article that was put out between, if you could combine the Mets and the Yankees together, who would you put and where? And Brandon Nimmo wasn't named the top left fielder. I don't think Brandon Nimmo was traded because of that. Brandon Nimmo was traded because he was not the person they signed. They expected Brandon Nimmo to be a specific kind of player. A defender, a guy who is going to be able to post every day, which that he does, but a guy who's going to be able to hit 30-plus home runs, driving 100 RBIs every year. Well, unfortunately, he never does that. And his on-base percentage has gone down completely. His batting average has gone down. So 5 more years of a guy like Brandon Nimmo, it's not working out. It's not going to go up. It's trending down. He needed to go. End of story. And all he was doing was clogging up an outfield that needs a lot of help. So that's why he's gone. If you want to tell me that Francisco Lindor needs to go because he doesn't get along with Juan Soto, well, then what are you doing? Who are you bringing in? And look at Francisco Lindor's numbers. Tell me where he's gone down. Tell me where. Yes, he goes through little slumps here and there. I mean, I feel like everybody does on the Mets. But tell me where Francisco Lindor has gone completely down. He was an MVP candidate 2 years ago. Starting off the season this past year, I mean, he was getting big hit after big hit after big hit. He started out like a bat out of hell. So tell me where he doesn't fit. Tell me what, because he doesn't get along with Jeff McNeil? Because Jeff McNeil doesn't feel the way that he's supposed to? That Jeff McNeil is kind of a little bit of a baby at times? And again, I don't really care who's a baby and who's not. Go out and perform. Jeff McNeil gets pissed off, throws his helmet, throws his bat, gets upset, gets super angry, and bats 230. Yeah, that guy isn't needed. That type of attitude isn't needed with that type of production. You can get rid of him. But I don't care about the other stuff. 888-808-1019. You want to get pissed at this team and think that it's all going to go downhill? I disagree. Juan Soto has been a great player on every team he's been on, and he doesn't care who he plays for. That's the bottom line. And you could say, you could try to say something, well, he really loved the New York Yankees. That's whatever. If he really loved the New York Yankees, he would have stayed. And you could sit there and tell me, oh, well, that's not true because the Mets paid more. No, if he loved the New York Yankees, he is a human being, and he could have said, you know what, Scott Boras, get me the most money from the Yankees. That's what I want. Get me as much money as you can from the Yankees, and that's who we'll go to. No, he said, get me the most money, period, stop. Not from the Yankees. He could have said that. He didn't say that. He said, get me the most money, period. Stop. End of story. He didn't care about the jersey. He didn't care about his teammates. He cared about his family. He cared about himself. If he does care about anything when it comes to baseball, it's his legacy, not anybody else's. So, yeah, he and Francisco Lindor don't get along so well. Okay. I don't think he cares at all. And I don't care either. I'm going to keep on saying that over and over and over. I don't care. Go out there and perform. And Juan Soto performed last year. Francisco Lindor, they performed last year. Pete Alonso performed last year. I care about winning. And you don't need to have people. It's nice to have teammates that gel together and work together and they're friendly together. That's all good. But that's not completely successful. Like, that doesn't guarantee success because everyone's friends. I mean, you look at the Knicks. Josh Hart and Derek Brunson, they're boys. They hang all the time. Have they won anything yet? No, they haven't. And I'm telling you right now, at some point in time, they're going to split those two up. Hart's not here for the long run. And I still don't believe that Brunson's going to be here for the long run. So you tell me they could be boys. They gelled good together. They're great teammates together. Doesn't make a difference. If on the court, those two don't perform at an elite level, it doesn't make a difference how friendly they are, how great of teammates they are, how much of a bond they have together. If they do a podcast together, guess what? That podcast could still be done, and they could be on two different teams. It doesn't make a difference. So if you're worried about the Mets, if you're worried about the clubhouse and how these guys are going to work together, don't. Let it go. Worry about the production. Again, I said it earlier on. The reason why the Mets missed the playoffs this year and didn't survive this year and didn't make it to the playoffs, it's because of the pitching. That's why. We all know it. There was nobody that could go out there, pitch deep into games, pitch well and deep into games, and hand it off to Edwin Diaz on a regular basis. This didn't happen. There wasn't enough arms. End the story. So, no offense to Puma. No offense to anybody that came out and said, uh-oh, look at this article. This is the problem. It's not a problem. The only problem is, who else are the Mets going to add on to this roster? That's the only problem that I currently see. 888. 808-1019. It is Pete Hoffman with you till 7 a.m. Yes. Changing up a little bit today because Joe Beningo is off. Normally Joe B comes on at 5. He goes to 7. But today it's this guy. It's me. It's Pete Hoffman. I'm taking you all the way up to 7 a.m. So 3 a.m., 7 a.m. You get a nice little 4-hour Hoff session. We'll go through a lot. We're going to talk about some football. Jackson Dart getting cleared, going to perform. You know, the one thing we're going to get to football too, the Thanksgiving games. And one thing that I'm a little disturbed about, unfortunately, with the Giants and the NFC East, it's a little frustrating because I'm watching things go on and I'm a little frustrated by how things are going this season. But I will also spin it a positive way as well. Because that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're thankful for many things. So I'm going to be thankful for what the Giants have given me this year, which is not an ulcer, surprisingly enough. 888-808-1019. We'll get into, obviously, continue with the Mets conversation. We'll talk about the Brandon Nimmo trade some more if you want to. We'll talk about Hal Steinbrenner and his comments, David Stearns and his comments. There is a lot to get into that we haven't really touched on, or I haven't touched on because I've been away for most of the week. And I'm off to New England tomorrow. So I'm going to be away most of the upcoming week as well. So I'm taking some time off in between. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing this and then I'm taking some time off or working for the Giants in New England. So listen, that's a Monday game. We will get into that as well. Whatever else you want to talk about, 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 7 a.m. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.